Hello. Welcome, everybody. Hope you're all sitting comfortably and are ready to begin today's bus tour of London. Before we set off, I just want to remind you that no audio recording equipment is permitted at any point on our journey, although you are, of course, welcome to take photographs. We also kindly ask you not to smoke. Our tour today will take us around historic London as we trace the coronation procession. As you can see, we are currently outside Westminster Abbey. Now, the official name for this stunning example of Gothic architecture is the Collegiate Church of St. Peter at Westminster. The church is, of course, more commonly known by its original name of Westminster Abbey. Every English and British monarch has been crowned here since King Harold, back in 1066. The only exceptions are Edward V in 1483 and Edward VIII in 1936. Neither of them had coronations. If you look to your left, the river you can see is, of course, the River Thames. The river is 346 kilometres long and is the second longest river in the United Kingdom. If you look across the river, you'll see the Houses of Parliament, the seat of the United Kingdom government. You'll also see the Clock Tower. This is the world's largest four-faced chiming clock in the world. The main bell, officially the Great Bell, is better known by its nickname Big Ben. It weighs 16 tons. Now, we're going through Trafalgar Square. Trafalgar Square is in the heart of London. Its trademark is Nelson's Column, a four-lion statue that guards the column. The column commemorates the Battle of Trafalgar of 1805, a British naval victory from the Napoleonic Wars. Now we are moving on to St. James's Park, a 23-hectare park in Westminster, central London. It is the oldest of the royal parks of London. The park lies at the southernmost tip and is named after a leper hospital dedicated to St. James the Less. The park has a small lake called St. James's Park Lake. It has two islands, Duck Island and West Island. A bridge across the lake gives a westward view of Buckingham Palace. And finally, our last stop is Buckingham Palace, the official residence of the British monarch. Located in the city of Westminster, the palace is used for state occasions and royal entertaining, and is a major tourist attraction. It has been a point of reference for the British people at times of national rejoicing and crisis. Well, that's the end of the tour. Are there any questions?